Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. I'm Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, relationships can be a roller coaster, right? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're wondering if you accidentally swapped souls with your partner at some cosmic swap meet. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help smooth out those bumps, build stronger connections, and make those relationships last? It's called self-awareness. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh yeah, right, easy for you to say, Brandon, trust me on this one. Self-awareness isn't about becoming some Zen master who can read minds or predict the future, though wouldn't that be cool? It's about getting real with yourself, understanding your own emotions, triggers, patterns of behavior, and how they impact the people around you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the superpower. First, pay attention to your emotions. Seriously tune in. Don't just brush them aside or try to ignore them. When you feel anger bubbling up, ask yourself, what's really going on here? Is it a misunderstanding, unmet expectations, or something else entirely? The same goes for joy, sadness, fear, name it, and claim it. By acknowledging your feelings, you start to understand what makes you tick. Second, recognize your patterns. We all have them, those little quirks and habits that we repeat over and over again. Sometimes they are harmless, like constantly chewing on pens or humming show tunes in the shower. But other times, these patterns can be destructive in relationships. Maybe you tend to withdraw when things get heated, or maybe you always feel the need to control the conversation. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free from them. Third, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the other person's perspective. Try to put yourself in their shoes, consider their feelings and motivations, and ask clarifying questions instead of interrupting or jumping to conclusions. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? Yeah, active listening can be a game changer for communication. Fourth, learn to communicate effectively. This means being honest and direct, but also kind and respectful. Don't shy away from difficult conversations, but approach them with empathy and a willingness to listen. Remember, healthy relationships are built on open and honest communication. Finally, don't be afraid to seek help. We all need support sometimes, especially when it comes to navigating complex relationships. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide valuable guidance and tools for personal growth. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, everything seems great at first. Then out of nowhere, they make a seemingly harmless comment about something that happened earlier in the day. But suddenly, your blood starts to boil. Why? Because it triggers a past experience, a feeling of being hurt or overlooked. Before you know it, you're lashing out, and the mood completely shifts. Now, this isn't uncommon, we all have these triggers, those seemingly random moments that set us off. But with self-awareness, you can recognize these patterns before they spiral out of control. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to breathe, acknowledge your feelings, and ask yourself, what's really going on here? Is this about the comment itself or something deeper? Understanding your triggers allows you to respond thoughtfully instead of reactively, preventing unnecessary conflict and strengthening your connection with your partner. So, remember, self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and honest reflection. But trust me, it's worth it. By taking the time to understand yourself better, you'll build stronger, more resilient relationships that can withstand the inevitable ups and downs of life. Ready to level up your self-awareness game? Start by journaling even just for 5 minutes a day about your emotions, thoughts, and reactions. Pay attention to your conversations with others. How do you communicate? What are your patterns? And don't be afraid to ask for feedback from trusted friends or family members. They can offer valuable insights into your strengths and areas for growth. Remember, relationships are the heart of a fulfilling life. So invest in yourself and those around you by cultivating self-awareness. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Until next time, keep pushing forward with fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.